Hi, Justin. Good
Hello.
morning. How are you?
Doing good. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate it. My name is Nadine, by the way. You've been speaking here with Tara, my representative, and she does such a great job, right, explaining the outline of our program.
Yes, ma'am.
She really does. So I'm excited to talk to you about our program. Now, Tara was mentioning that you have actually been in business since August of 2020. Is that
Yes,
correct?
ma'am.
So you just
That's
turned
correct.
3 years a couple months ago then.
Yes,
Congrats.
ma'am.
That is
Thank you
so
very much.
exciting. You're very welcome. How's it been going these first 3 years, being new?
It's been a very hard struggle.
Aw. Well, let me tell
Most
you. Go ahead.
go ahead.
I was going to say, you say a hard struggle, but I have to say, Justin, I've come across some really great reviews I've read, on your Google
Yes.
Business profile. So what have
I
been some of
got
the struggles?
just the guys that I hired, they did a good job of messing some jobs up for me, and
Oh,
then
no.
we were maintaining the really strong we were doing really well for a moment, and then these guys I hired messed up a job on a city park, and it cost me more money than we had. It cost us $250,000
Oh,
to
my Lord. That's a lot of money.
remedy. So cost
Oh,
money
wow.
that we didn't have, that we still don't have, and I'm trying to get the business up and going so that I can generate enough money to
To kind of
basically.
offset the cost of that.
Yes, ma'am. My parents' property is being leaned on right now, and
Oh no.
it's not very fun. So I'm trying
I'm
to.
so sorry to hear that.
No, it's not your not your fault. I appreciate it. It's just between that
Unfortunate.
and yes, ma'am, and then as of late, my dear wife has been struggling with some medical problems, and so. She hasn't
Oh,
been able to
wow.
eat in a month and a half. She hasn't been able to eat a full meal, so she's just withering away. And I'm spending money on doctors and everything, and I can't seem to get her better. So I'm trying everything I can to generate enough money to pay for my wife's medical expenses while also trying to preserve my family's business without her, their
Absolutely.
land and everything they've worked hard to get.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that all that's going on. If you don't mind me asking, because I'm a big person on prayer. What's your wife's name? And I'll add her to my prayer list.
Her name is Lucia.
Lucia. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
We're going to pray for healing. I'm going to add her to my list.
Thank
I'm a
you.
believer, so that's why, when I hear things like this, it kind of puts on my heart to pray for that person. Well, Justin, you've been going still strong, right? And I think with online presence on Google, that's going to help you generate more business because primarily what you do is plumbing, right? Aside from that, is there
Yes, ma'am.
anything else that you do that you would
I don't
consider
have
bread and butter or just strictly plumbing?
just strictly plumbing. I'm not any good at I have no other skills in life. That's all I got.
Well, hey, sometimes plumbing, I'm going to tell you, is plenty because when it comes to plumbing, for me, that's the artery of the home or the business, right? You can't go without it,
Yes, ma'am.
And plumbers are urgency. Let's be real. I mean, when people are in need of a plumber, they're going to Google to find one, right?
Yes,
So
ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I noticed a couple of things on your Google profile page. Is that something you created on your own, Justin, the Google profile?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So one thing I want to point out, and we can fix it, it's real simple. Your phone number is missing on there.
Oh,
So,
that's a big dummy thing.
yeah. Well, it happens, right? And I say
Yes,
this
ma'am.
because I do my research, right? I want to see what type of online presence you have out there. That's a simple fix. We want to make sure your phone number is listed there because if they're looking for a plumber and they go to call you, I mean, they would have to go to your website to find your number, So we want to make sure that your number is visible. Okay. Website looks great. Who's managing this Google profile? Is it you that manages it, or do you have another company that's doing it for you?
I'm managing it right now.
Oh, good.
One of the issues I've come across is I've had my personal email address.
Okay.
And I created Three Plumbers and Dad business page, but Google like duplicated it. So I have my business Google page, which is under my account Justin@threeplumber.com.
Uh-huh.
But I have my original Google name that I've had forever, which is masterswallowing@gmail.com. And I have the business listed under both instead of
email.
So I have I have two business listings that I see.
What's the
and
other
I
one?
Been able to get them to go away.
What's the other one you said? Masters what?
Masterspalding@gmail.com.
I'm going to tell you, I only found one Google business profile, but let me see. Give me one second and I'll tell you right now. No, I only see one. I only see one Google business profile. Now, I do see an address on this one. It says 2200 Co. And then it says Road 251.
Yes, ma'am. It's off a county road.
Okay. This address, is this like your home address?
It's the business address. It's where my parents live. They have some property out in a little town called Andive.
Yeah. I will say this, that we can definitely hide the address. Typically, if it's not like it's what they consider a home office, right? If it's not an address that people go to pick out tile or to buy products, typically Google doesn't even want the address to show, right? But we'll figure that out, okay? Let me see here. Let me take a look. And now, do you go on Facebook at all, Justin? Do you ever, use Facebook? Okay. So you don't have, like, a personal page you ever go on every now and then?
I don't. I used to, but I haven't been on Facebook forever, to be honest with
you. Okay. The reason why I ask, and I'm going to explain to you, when we're talking about the first page placement on Google, that map, that local map, is basically going to cover your zip code, and it's going to target between 5 to 10 miles around your zip code. That's what Google considers your local area, okay? Now, for us to get you found outside of that, we would either have to run Facebook ads or even run Google ads. The package that I want to offer you includes the Facebook ads, and I'll tell you why, because you're going to have a better conversion rate, and I'll explain how it works, okay? So it's our Platinum package, which includes both Google and Facebook marketing. So we would be doing all of the management for you so that you can focus on your jobs. Okay. So we consider you a new business. So I'm going to offer you our new in business rate. This is going to save you about 50% from our original rates. So the way that it works here. Yeah. So the way that it works here, Justin, we set everything where it's a fixed flat rate. Our program is month to month. There's absolutely no contracts. Your pricing would be set at a flat rate of $299 a month. It will come with a one-time $99 setup fee to cover your programming. So your initial investment to get started today would be $398. Now, every month after that, you are only paying $299 a month with no contracts. What this will include is complete Google local optimization. So we're going to take that Google profile. We're going to make sure your phone number is listed there. The address is hidden. We're going to optimize it to the first page, and we're going to maintain it there. Now, we're also going to create content for you on Bing. We will also list you on Apple and Yahoo. We are going to create you a Facebook business page, okay? Now, the Facebook business page is created through your personal page. No one's going to see the personal page. It's just so that you have access to it. And we're going to run Facebook ads. Just in Facebook ads, they will appear any time when someone has performed that search on Google for your services, and even if they did not call you, but they go to Facebook, and now they're looking through pictures or stories, they're going to see your ad appear. So it's a constant reminder, hey, you were looking for a plumber, here's a company that offers it. This is what's going to help you reach more new potential clients, and we can run those ads to target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. And we can set it up that when they click on your ad, that they either call you directly or they go straight to your website. I will tell you, our clients have seen really great results with the Facebook ads. Okay? Now, in addition to that, we're going to ensure that your website be attached wherever we are promoting your company. We will include voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and we give you exposure on mobile devices. That would cover iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So pretty much what we would be doing is covering all of your bases. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Now, just to give you an example, if someone was searching for a plumber, right, let's say they're in Florence, you would be one of the top recommended companies on the first page. But to paint the picture for you, okay, you'll be allowed to use multiple keywords, Justin, as long as they pertain to the services that you provide. So if someone is in your area, right, let's say they're looking for a tankless water heater installation, right? Let's say they're looking for, they have some plumbing work that needs to get done on their remodel, right? Maybe they're looking for water softeners or filtration systems to be installed. They would be able to find you as soon as they, you know, search for any of these keyword phrases or even search terms. They'll find you immediately. So what this means is that you're allowed to use multiple keywords as long as they pertain to the services that you're providing. Now, the beauty of this program, Justin, is that it also comes with a customized tracking and reporting system. So not only are you able to see the keywords that you're listed for, you can track how many times you came up in the search results, where they performed the location of the search, and how many times they clicked on your ad. You can also track the calls that you're getting from new customers. Now, any time that you want to go in and add keywords, run promotions, or change any of your content, you can do so. And that's always going to be with the assistance of your account management team. And that actually would start with me. I'm what's considered the lead on the account. Okay?
Awesome.
So, as I mentioned, it's a month-to-month program. Okay? There's no contracts. I feel, Justin, it's something that you would want to take advantage of today. You know, give it a shot. This way we can prove it to you. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I'm down with that. I actually was trying to completely, I had signed up with Angie's List and I was wanting to get away from them.
What happened? Cause I did see a profile come up with that and then it shows it's out of network. Are you not using them anymore?
No, I'm using them, but they won't update their system.
Really?
The leads I get from them are very expensive. Yesterday I got
charged.
What
are you spending on the leads? Do you mind if I ask?
So they were wanting me to do this $450 a month thing, which I've kept it on pause because I just don't have the way to, you know, I'm just getting up and going. I didn't even have that
right.
Kind of. And so,
now, that's
a
lot.
But the lead they gave me, I couldn't get anybody to answer the phone. It was just a sorry lead.
Mm-hmm.
So basically I'm just looking to get away from that altogether.
Wow. Yeah. I will tell you this. We work with a lot of their clients. And what a lot of their clients have found is that when they've utilized our program, when they've invested in our program, they see what they're generating, like the return that they're getting on the investment and what they're drawing in from Google, that they no longer need to use the Angie's because they're generating enough business by having that placement on Google. Because honestly, Justin, that's where 90% of the searches are going to start and stop. If someone's in need of a plumber, the first thing that they're going to do is go to Google. And I'm not saying that they won't go to Angie's, but those leads that you're receiving, you're having to call that prospect. It's not them calling you. You're calling them. And it's always going to be different prices, right? So whether that person picks up the phone or not, you're going to automatically be charged. With the program
right.
that we're offering you today, okay, it doesn't matter if you got 50 phone calls, 100 phone calls, even if you landed a job for $10,000, you were only paying the $299 a month. That price is never going to change, whether you're with us 6 months or 6 years. So it's a price that you're actually grandfathered in monthly.
I'm totally game for it.
Okay. So I want to, let me see here. What's the best email address for you, Justin? Because this is where we send your receipt. Any correspondence from us, we're going to send to your email as well. So what's the best email for you?
It's going to be dispatch at reedplumber.com.
Is it 3plumber.com, the number 3, or the word 3?
The number 3.
Okay. So I have dispatch at 3, and then it's plumber, like as in singular, right? And then .com?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Okay. Perfect. So what I'm doing right now, Justin, is I'm actually sending you 2 emails. Okay? They're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. Now, the first email is going to be labeled Google and Facebook Marketing. It's going to show you our platinum package, as I mentioned, is $299 a month with the one-time $99 setup fee. Everything that we're including in that package, okay? The second email is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics, and what that does is it gives you an overview of our reporting system. So remember how I told you you're going to have that tracking and reporting system, and I want you to be able to just kind of have an idea of how the reporting system will look, okay?
Yes.
So let me just... I just realized I missed a letter on the plumber. I was typing too fast. I'm like, wait a minute. How come that came back to me? Let me do this. I'm like, you know, it's like I always think about ever since I was a kid in elementary school when they say, like, receive the I before the E, accept after the C.
Yes, ma'am.
Even when I'm typing up, like, Mississippi, right? I always remember M-I-S-S, or how they do the crooked letter I. I don't know if you learned like that. I'm probably telling you my age, Justin.
I got to learn a little bit like that.
Did you? Okay, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
My grandkids laugh at me because I'm like, no, Mississippi, this is how you remember it. They just look at me, you're weird, Grandma. And I'm like, that's the way Grandma learned, though.
That's how they taught us.
My kids are like, oh, my gosh, you're out of control. I'm like, but that's how I remember it, even as an adult, right?
My biggest beef is the English classes that I learned from. Yeah, they changed it all, so.
Really? Oh, my gosh.
It's like, well, why do we even teach English at all in school? Everybody makes up their own words.
You know what I thought was interesting is I noticed that they're now they're not teaching as much as the cursive writing. So, but... I noticed that my nephews and nieces, because they go to a private school, they are learning cursive there, you know? So, which is good, right? But I thought it was interesting that a lot of the schools aren't even teaching that anymore unless you're, like, in a private school.
Yeah, fortunately, we have them in a private school.
Oh, you do? That's good.
The program is out of California.
And really?
He does it online.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
But he gets a student ID card and all that good stuff, and he's online.
No
with
way.
The teachers all day.
How do you
but
like that?
Weird mess going on with the world. He liked it, and we just kept doing it. So.
Yeah.
If you couldn't go to school anyway.
So it's kind of like a homeschooling, but online, right?
Yeah, basically, I mean, he's homeschooled, but he's not. He still has a lot of things he's had, like,
that's
he
good.
Has classes and teachers and, you know, people to report to, and so it's kind
to interact with, too. That's good. That's good. That's awesome.
But it's really nice that he gets to focus on academics and not just, like...
Absolutely.
You know, for me, half my battle in school was not getting beat up.
Aww. Oh, man. Yeah, I did get in school up until I got to high school. Then that was a problem. With
yeah.
the boys. You know? That's
can't
what I always tell.
Nothing, man.
I always tell the girls, remember, books before boys.
That's right. There you go.
All right. So on this mess, on this phone that we're speaking on, Justin, you can also get text messages, right, to this phone number?
That's correct.
Okay. I'm sending you 3 text messages. Once you receive all 3, if you can just confirm that, the first text, it's going to have my name with my number and my extension. It'll say, hi, this is Nadine Medina. So, you know, as I mentioned, I'm what's considered the lead on the account, but I always like for you to have my information so that you have it for your record. Now, this second text is going to have the number to our customer service department, so you will have a team that is dedicated to your account. Anytime you have an update, a change, a question, a concern, you will contact our customer service department. Now, we're always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time, so you're actually 2 hours ahead of us. So we are always here for you 9 to 6. Okay, we're on the West Coast, by the way, California. All right?
Excellent.
And then the third text that I just sent over to you, it has this link to a YouTube video. Now, the video is about maybe 6 minutes long. I do recommend, Justin, that when you have time, you take a look at the video. It's nothing complicated. It's going to give you a demonstration on how you go in and track your results with us. And I just want you to get familiar with it. Okay? It's real simple.
Perfect.
And you got all 3?
I'm sorry?
Did all 3 text messages come through?
Oh, I apologize. I don't know yet.
Okay. I just want to make sure that they've gotten through to you. So this way you have them there. Okay.
I do
now,
have it.
Beautiful. Now, for the account purpose, I have your first name is Justin. Do you spell it J-U-S-T as in Tom, I-N?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what's your last name, Justin?
It's Spaulding. S-P-A-U-L-D-I-N-G.
Okay. And the number that
I'm
should...
the,
You're the what? I'm sorry?
I'm the license holder for the company, but I'm not an owner of the company. If that makes
okay.
sense.
Yeah. No, that's fine. You're the one who's going to be managing all the marketing, right? I mean, you're the one that handles
right.
all of that. Okay. Yeah, no,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
fine. I just listed because you're the primary. If we had updates on the account, you would be our point of contact. Okay?
Perfect.
Now, as far as the phone number, that should be listed on Google. Do you want it to be the 512-277-4164?
No, I would like for it to be the 512-872-5063.
Okay, 512. And repeat that number one more time.
512-872-5063.
Okay, so I have 512-872-5063, correct? That's the number that should be yes. listed for the business. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. That's our business line.
Beautiful. Okay. Anytime that we need to contact you regarding the account, like if we have an update, we're going to call you on your phone number, the 512-277-4164. Is that correct?
Perfect.
That's the number we would contact
yes.
you on regarding your account. But the business is going to be the 872-5063 number that will be listed for the business. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Now, I notice, let me see here. Okay, that's good there. All right, perfect. And then we'll make sure that that address is hidden, too, because what you do is mobile. You go to everybody else. They don't come to you. So we'll make sure the address is hidden.
Awesome.
And then now we're going to go over billing, okay? So okay. Today the payment that we're processing is going to be the $398. I'm going to read all of this to you in a voice verification recording. That's for your protection because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise, right? Now, right. As I'm walking you through it, if there is something that you don't understand, Justin, you do me a favor and you just stop me and you say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, as I'm walking you through it, it's going to mention the billing date. It's going to also state that this is a two-month verbal agreement. It's not a contract. We're just asking you to stick it out 2 months, okay? And then okay. It's also going to state in there that if you choose to cancel, we're only going to ask that you call 3 business days before the billing is due, so this way you don't get charged, and we part as friends. Okay?
Perfect.
Okay. Now, the card that you're using, Justin, is that card in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
It is in the business name. It's with my mom's name and business name.
Okay.
And you are a legit company, right? I'm not.
I am. Do you have access to your emails?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can you look at your email now? I want you to see everything. We're based out of Fountain Valley, California.
Perfect. Let me.
Okay.
Switch accounts here.
Yes. I please want you to look over everything. This way you feel comfortable.
Okay. Good deal.
And your mom typically lets you use her card, right? Because one thing I do want to say is that I want to make sure she's aware of what you're doing. I don't want her coming back and saying, you know what I mean? Wait a minute. So,
We have budgeted per month. You know, you got to do some sort of marketing. And at first we were going to do Angie's, but I'm really kind of disappointed in the services this week.
How long ago did you sign up with them, Justin? If you don't mind me asking.
I signed up 2 years ago, and then I re-signed up again lately.
Uh-huh.
I redid it. Now, they said there's no contract, and I can quit at any time, and so today I'm going to call them and quit. Because I don't want to be paying. I'm going to go broke with leads.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to badmouth them. I don't work like that, Justin, but I know it can get really, really expensive real quick. If you're not, see, when you get those leads, you gotta be on top of them, right?
Yes.
So
you know, you do, but the problem too is that they've gone up so much on their pricing for the leads. I can't pay $80 for a drain lead, and then the customer is going to get upset if I'm charging.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. I how do I make my money back on that? And then Angie's is making all the money. I can't charge those kind of prices in my area.
No, you can't offset the cost of it. That means what are you making?
No.
And when I say what you're making is your profit is what you paid for the marketing, right? What you paid for that lead. You take the money out of that job, whatever the cost you charge for that job, you got to deduct what you paid for the lead. Deduct if you sent a worker out to do it, right? Because what are you paying them? Deduct your material costs for that job. Deduct your mileage.
Yeah.
Now, if it was you, what are you worth? What do you pay yourself? Well, it's left over is your profit. So I get that. And it doesn't make sense. It just doesn't.
At $80,
you know?
I lose money. I'm not making nothing.
Yeah. It gets very, very expensive. Absolutely.
And, you know, and times are hard right now for a lot of people, and you know,
it is.
Yeah,
it just it has to all make sense for you.
Well,
no, but
absolutely.
You also got to make your money too, and you're not in the business of just giving it away. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. It's just, you know, there's that fine line where I like to be.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy helping people legitimately. Like that's part of my. One of the favorite things about my job is I get to. I love it. I love meeting new people. I like, you know.
Aww,
I don't.
That's
I'm probably
awesome.
Rare. I'm not biased. I don't like. I know everybody has their political parties and things like that, and I'm just happy to meet people and see what different people think, and I'm not like, you know, I'm not out here judging people on.
Well, you know what, Justin.
I feel like
because you have a cheerful heart, right, and a giving heart because you help others, that's going to come back to you. It comes back tenfold. I believe that. I really do. Were you able to open up one of the emails that I sent you so that way I can kind of go over
ma'am.
With you? Okay, my dear.
Absolutely. All I got them open right here.
Which one are you looking at right now? The Google and Facebook one?
Let's see. Oh, crap. I deleted it. Let me undo that.
No worries.
I have the new vendor onboarding paperwork. I don't think that's it.
No.
Google and Facebook marketing.
Okay, perfect. All right. So when you open up that email, okay, and what we're looking at is as we're looking through it, it shows your pricing. This is going to be your pricing $299 month to month with just the one-time setup fee of $99 for the platinum package. Okay.
Perfect.
So what this gives you is the first page, okay, search results on both Google and Bing. The listing is exclusive. So remember, as I mentioned to you, it's one business per category per service area. Facebook ads are included. So we're going to build you the business Facebook page. I know you mentioned you don't really use Facebook anymore, your personal page. So the only thing I'm going to need you to do is reactivate that personal page or create a new Facebook. Okay. You don't even have to have friends. You don't even have to have pictures or anything on there. Just open one up. Because that's how all business Facebook pages are created. And it's so that you have access to it. So no one's going to see your personal page. Okay? Now, the mobile platform, what that covers is Amazon Alexa. It's going to cover Siri. It's going to cover all the voice-activated searches, right? Which, you know, a lot of people even have those voice-activated searches in their car. I know I got it in my Ford. Anyone that's using their iPhone, their Android, their tablet, you know, everybody's on their phone. A lot of times they're like, find me a plumber or find me a nail shop. So we're going to make sure you have that coverage, okay? We're also going to put you on the most popular local directories, okay? So those that I had mentioned were like Yahoo. Yelp is another directory, but if you already have a profile page there, so we're not going to create you a new one. We would just, when we update your information, we update it there too. And Apple is another directory, okay, a local popular directory that people utilize. There's companies that will put you on, like, all these different directories, and you got to be careful because some of those other directories will generate scam calls. So we don't put you on those directories that will generate them. We're very selective. Now,
I appreciate that.
You will also have the direct access to Google Analytics. So what that means is that's how you're going to track your results with our tracking and reporting system. We will also help you capture reviews. We make it very easy for your clients to leave your reviews. In fact, we can create you this tiny little URL. You could even send it to clients that you've already done work for. We encourage it. Text it to them, email it to them. All they do is click on the link. They leave you 5 stars. They don't even have to comment on it, and that will post to your site, to your Google profile. Okay? So we help you generate leads in that way. The tracking and reporting system will allow you to see how many clicks you received. So remember, you're not incurring a cost per click because you're paying a flat rate. Okay? We get that cost per click, not you. Your price is always going to be $2.99 a month, but you'll be able to see, like, how many times they clicked on your Facebook ads, where they performed the location of the search, right? You can even see how many phone calls you're receiving from new customers. So all of this is included in that package that I mentioned, okay? Now, below that, of course, you'll see that we are based out of Fountain Valley, California. You're going to see, like, under that, About Local Splash, our homepage, our pricing packages. If you go to that pricing package, don't be alarmed when you see the original rates, because typically – this package, okay, typically is $599 a month, and it comes with a $299 setup fee. Because you are a new business is why I'm able to drop it to $299 a month and only charge you the $99 setup fee. We do that, Justin, because we know with new businesses, okay, a lot of it is, you're investing over the first few years, investing in the company, right, to get it up and running. So we give this special rate because we want to give you the opportunity of being a new business to be able to have your company on Google as well without breaking the bank. Okay?
That's awesome.
So that's why we're able to offer this. So that's why I send that to you in writing because that price is never going to change, right? For as long as you're with us. Even if you're with us 6 years, you're still paying $299 a month.
That's awesome.
Okay. Now, the other one shows the client dashboard analytics. So all that does is kind of give you an overview of the reporting system and how the reports will look. So even from we call it your client dashboard, you'll still be able to go in and you can even see like your profiles, right? You can add pictures through there that we can also upload to your Google Business profile. You can make changes on there if you wanted. Or, Justin, you leave it to us to do it all because it's all part of our services. Okay? Because we're managing it all for you so that you can focus on your jobs. Okay?
That sounds great.
Okay. Any other questions? Any concerns?
No, that's all I got.
Okay. Now, I do want to notate on here, too, Justin. So I have you listed as the primary contact, right, regarding this account. Is there anyone else that you want listed on here just in case, like, let's say you have someone call in to make a change to your account. If they are not listed on the account here with us, we will not be able to make the change with them. We'll say, okay, Justin's going to need to call us to authorize you. So is there anyone you want me to list on here to be authorized?
Yes, can I list... Is it possible to list a couple of names, or is it just
It's up to you. You let me know who do you want me to list so that way I can notate it on here.
Well, I'd like to have everybody has the last name of Spalding.
Okay. All right.
So I would like to have Lucia.
Okay.
Ryan, Durwood, and Teresa.
Okay, so Lucia Spalding, what's her phone number? Because if your wife calls in, right, let's say she wants to make a change for you because you're on a job and you can't call in, they're going to identify her by her phone number. What's her number?
Awesome. It is 512-277-4893.
Okay, and I'm putting her down as your wife. Now, Ryan, you said Durwood?
Yes.
Okay.
Durwood is he's half owner of the company. He's my dad.
Oh, okay.
His number is 512-563-7224.
512-563-7224, right? And I'm putting him as co-owner?
Correct.
Okay.
The other owner is Teresa.
Uh-huh. Spalding?
Yes, ma'am.
Or... Okay.
T-E-R-E-S-A.
Okay.
And her number is 737-340-8900.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So I'm going to list all three of them that they're able to make changes to the account in the event that you cannot make a change. So we're not going to call them and reach out to them for anything. You know what I mean? But I'm notating it that they can also make changes to the account if need be.
Perfect.
So let me following are authorized to make changes to the account. Perfect. Yeah, because you just never know. Like, let's say your wife couldn't call to make the change or your dad couldn't call. At least you can say, hey, Mom, I need you to call and make the change, right? So, yeah, exactly. And do I also put her as another co-owner, your mom, since it's the card's also in her name, right?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm going to notate that, so I'm going to put her there as a co-owner. Okay, perfect. Now, let's see here. Okay, so you said on the card it's her name, right, Justin?
Yes, ma'am. It's actually Teresa Spalding, and it also lists Three Plumbers and Dad, LLC.
Okay, so Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, Spalding. There's no middle initial, right?
Let me go.
Okay.
Let me double check.
I know, sometimes I got to double check mine too, because I'm like, oh wait, do I have an initial on mine or not?
I'm like, I don't think so, but no, there's no initial.
Okay, perfect. So no initial, and then the business name reads on there as how?
The number 3, Plumbers and Dad LLC.
The letter N, right?
No, the and symbol.
Oh, the ampersand. Okay. And then Dad LLC?
Yes, ma'am.
So 3 Plumbers. I'm assuming, is that 3 brothers?
Yes. So it was me, Ryan, and Aaron. And
uh-huh.
My baby brother decided to move to Alaska. So.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. That's so cool.
I'm
family business. Aw.
Yes.
That's awesome. Now, the billing address, is it the same as the 2200 County Road 251?
It is, yes, ma'am.
Okay. And is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
And what's the card number whenever you're ready?
Let me just double check and make sure there's money
okay.
in the account.
No worries. While you're doing that, I do want to set up a security question. Now, the security question is going to be for your account here with us. And you have the choice, Justin, that it could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question?
The city I was born in.
Okay. What city was that?
Austin.
Austin. Okay. Now, we put the security question because let's say someone called you and they said their local splash, right?
Yeah.
Always ask, what's my security question? If they hang up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. Okay? So we do that for your protection. Yeah. We do it on all of our accounts. Okay?
I've been hacked several times now. It's my stupid, I always trust everybody. That's my flaw.
No, you just got to be careful, and I do that because I'll tell you why, right? If you were to get a call from someone telling you, oh, you need to pay $5 to verify your listing, you don't give them any money. You take down their phone number, disconnect the call, and you call us immediately because it's not us asking you for more money. We're never going to ask you for more than the $2.99 a month that you're paying, okay? So we do that for your protection because you just never know nowadays, right? And so that's why I say – you always ask, what's my security question? And if they hang up on you, that's how you know, oh, it wasn't local splash calling. You know?
All these shysters out there, you know?
Well, you just never know nowadays. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get calls, but I have on my phone where it'll tell me, like, a spam call, and it'll automatically, like, send them to voicemail. It automatically blocks them. I have it set up because I have Verizon, so I have it set up that way.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yeah, I used to have something set up with Verizon, but I switched to AT&T because Verizon signal started to die around Linda.
Really? I never had the problem with calls dropping, ever.
For whatever reason, they were really good at first, and then all of a sudden, we just couldn't get signal anywhere.
Wow, that's crazy. And then I wanted to take a look at the calendar, too, while you're working on that. So we're going to set up what's called a client interview and onboarding. This is going to be with one of our technicians. And what we do is we block out an hour, Justin. So during the client interview and onboarding, basically they're crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's. They're going through all the, they're discussing the Facebook ads, the Facebook business page, your keywords, your search terms. This is where the magic is going to happen. Okay, but
perfect.
I want to schedule it at a time that's going to be convenient for you. Typically, it can take between 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer. It just really depends on how many questions or details you have, okay? So how does your schedule look for today? Because I'll tell you the times that I have. The latest appointment I have for today, and this would be based on your time, is 4 to 5. Would that time work for you?
It might. I have 2 calls after 12 o'clock today.
Okay. I do have Okay, I'm trying to see. Yeah, because I have one that's 12 to 1. I have 1 to 2. And then the next appointment I have is, would be 4 to 5. And you said you have two calls after 12 today?
Yeah, I can shoot for the 4 to 5.
The 4 to 5? Okay. So I'm going to put you for the 4 to 5 o'clock. Now, listen, we will be calling you from an 877 number, so you just want to make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. If for some reason we call you, and let's just say you need 5 minutes, right, because you're in the middle of something, or 10 minutes, just pick up the phone and say, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back, okay?
Perfect.
We'll even send you a reminder an hour before. For your interview, just to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour in case it slips your mind, okay? So I'm going to send you that calendar invite. Let me just go here real quick and grab that. And you don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that we're calling you within that time, okay? And then what we'll do is we'll go over the billing, the voice verification, and then just a few notes, and then you'll be all set. So let me just send out this invite for you. Okay. All right. Just sent that now. Okay, perfect. All right. And you said it was a visa, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Whenever you're ready, I'm ready.
All right. It's going to be your visa. The number is going to be 4966.
Uh-huh.
400-5323-8392.
I'm going to repeat it back to you just for accuracy. 4966. Is it 4000 or 4400?
4400.
Okay. 4400-5323-8392, correct?
That's correct.
Expiration month and year?
10/26.
10/26. And what's the CVV code on the back?
779.
779?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm not charging the card yet. I'm going to walk you through the voice verification first. Remember, if there is something that you do not understand, please stop me and just say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and rephrase it. I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it should read on the first page of Google.
Perfect.
So please state the name of your business as how it should read on the first page of Google.
Three Plumbers and Dad LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Justin Spaulding, Plumbing Manager.
And are you authorized, Justin, to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, sir.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Now, you do authorize the following individuals to make changes to the account in the event that you cannot make a change. I have Lucia Spaulding, which is your wife, that's authorized. I have Ryan Durwood, who is a co-owner, who is authorized. And I also have Teresa Spaulding, who is another co-owner that is authorized, and she's also the one that's making the payment on the account, correct? With her card.
The name,
Durwood and Ryan are two separate people. I apologize.
Oh, okay. So Ryan Spalding. Okay. Let me go back to that. So it's Ryan Spalding. Now, Ryan is co-owner?
No, he's my brother.
Okay. So I'm going to put Ryan Spalding, brother. What's his phone number?
Pull that up. He's
okay.
Co-worker. It's 737-276-9557.
Okay. And then you said Durwood Spalding is your dad, right? The co-owner.
Correct.
And you spell it D-U-R? Or how do we spell it?
D-U-R-W-O-O-D.
Uh-huh.
He's actually Durwood Spalding Jr.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'll put the Jr. Okay, perfect. So, just to correct, I have Ryan Spalding is your brother who is authorized, and Durwood Spalding Jr., which is the co-owner, your dad, authorized as well. Okay.
Yes.
Straighten those two up. Okay, perfect. And they're all authorized to make changes to the account in the event you cannot make a change. Okay.
Yeah, they wouldn't, otherwise.
Okay, perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, Justin, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from local Splash?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, keep in mind, as I mentioned, when you start having more presence online, you might get a company trying to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with us. We're never going to call you to ask you to spend more than the $299 a month. Even if someone calls you claiming that you needed to pay $5 their local Splash, ask them, what's my security question? They will hang up on you. That's how you know it's not us calling. Okay? So just be aware. All right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is November 7th, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $398. This is a two-month verbal agreement. What that means, Justin, is that your second payment will be charged on December 7th, 2023, in the discounted amount of $299. So once the term is completed, okay, this is going to be a recurring payment. So what that means is once the term is completed, your agreement is going to automatically renew each month on the seventh day, in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That's the 877-635-6225 number that I texted you, and you'll just hit prompt 1. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, all we ask, Justin, is that you at least call 3 business days before that next billing is due, so this way you don't incur that charge. So you already know, just call 3 business days before the 7th, okay? So that way you don't get charged. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so what I'm doing now is I'm just updating the package. I'm going to be processing the payment. You're going to get your receipt sent both to your email and to your text, okay? We send it to both, and we'll go over that in a couple of minutes. What we're also going to do, Justin, is just go over a few notes, and they're basic notes for the technician, like I said, so that they know where to start from. Now, you're doing both residential and commercial, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then I'm going to kind of go over some of these services that I actually see on your website to see if these are primary. Like, I know, you know, the obvious is plumber, right? But so I saw, like, you do the tankless water heaters, correct? Repiping, do you want me to list that? Do you want me to list for the remodels? because you have a lot of services listed under your services on your website. So I want to make sure if those are the ones that you want me to list.
Yes, ma'am. I try to stay away from remodels.
Okay, so we won't put that so much. This is why I ask, because I want to make sure that I'm putting the right ones, right? I know the website might say one thing, but that might not be what you're focusing on at the moment. Okay, so let me go to, let me tell you what I see here. Okay, obvious is plumbing, plumbers. I have drain specialist.
Yes.
Okay, so we won't put the remodel, drain specialist, repiping specialist, water heater specialist, sewer camera and locator.
Yes, ma'am.
Tankless water heaters, traditional.
Yes.
Water heater repairs and installations.
Yes, ma'am.
Whole house repipes.
Yes, ma'am.
Router services, auger services.
Yes, ma'am.
Sinks, tub, faucets.
Sounds good.
I got garbage disposal repair and installation.
Yes, ma'am.
Slab link detection, line link detection.
Hate doing it, but I do it.
Okay. And then water softeners, water filtration systems.
My specialty.
Okay. And I have gas line repair and installations. Those are good?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Perfect. And this is just going to kind of give them an idea where to start from, and then you can go over more during the client interview. Okay.
Perfect.
And then I'm putting residential and commercial. Now, it's not a requirement. I just ask out of habit. Are you licensed and insured?
Yes, ma'am.
Beautiful. And then now your Facebook page, are you going to create a new one or are you going to reactivate the one that you currently have?
I didn't even know if we have one or not. Or what's going
okay.
on with that.
So what you're going to do, so like your personal page, right? On your personal Facebook, just create one. Don't even put pictures. You don't even have to have friends on there. Just open up a Facebook page. And then the technician will grab the link from you because that's how we're going to create you the one for the business. And it's just so this way, Justin, you also have access to it. Okay? So if you complete a job, you can actually post it on your business Facebook once we create it. So this is going to help you generate more customers. I'm telling you, you're going to see the big difference. Okay? Now, so I'll let them know creating... Even if your wife creates it for you, it's pretty simple to create the regular, you know, personal Facebook. Creating personal. Yeah, and like I said, if you're having trouble, just the technician will walk you through it, okay? And then I'm putting that you already have your own website. Now, the phone number that I'm listing for the business, right, if you wanted, okay, we can put a tracking number that would be linked to that business phone number, but it comes with an app that you download from the App Store, and it allows you to track your calls, your messages. You could even block spam calls. Would you prefer that it just be your phone number listed there, or do you want the tracking number?
Probably just the phone number. We also use a phone company called Uma Office.
Oh, okay.
And they have
so kind of tracks it.
Yeah.
Oh, good, good. Okay, perfect. So we'll put that just that number.
It was not a problem. $50 a month for internet.
Oh, well, that's
and all
cool.
The commercial internet, so the
cool. That's awesome. Okay, okay. Now, let me see here. Okay, so got that. Oh, I have you down for 50-mile radius. Is that good?
Yes, ma'am. Do you think that's too far?
That's up to you. I mean, we could start it at 50 miles, but if you want to scale it back later, we can scale it back if you need to.
Yeah, that's fine. 50 miles is good.
Okay, perfect. And again, if you need to change it, we can. Don't even worry about that. Now, when we're communicating with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
If we could do all three, there are times where something isn't working, then just call me on what, just get a hold of
yeah.
me.
Yeah. We'll try always. Okay. Now, if for some reason my phone cuts you off, I did not hang up on you, I will call you right back, because sometimes my phone times out on me. Now, what are your hours of operation? Are you Monday through Friday, 24/7?
We're Monday.